Plastic water bottles make up half of all trash floating in Philadelphia's rivers and streams. Then there are the microplastics, tiny pieces we don't always see. WHYY's Susan Phillips reports on a new pilot project that will collect and count these pollutants using aquatic trash bins.
A simple-looking trash can is lowered into the Schuylkill River at Bartram's Gardens floating dock in southwest Philadelphia. But this one has a yellow mesh filter bag and a pump on the bottom that sucks all the surrounding water, including sticks, leaves, and lots of plastic bottles. The Australian company CBIN is working with the EPA to gather important data on what exactly is in our rivers. Kathy Klein is executive director of the Partnership for the Delaware Estuary, which is coordinating the project. Klein was surprised by what she saw.
The amount of small pieces of plastic was really unbelievable. If you're in a boat in a canoe standing on the water's edge, you see the bigger things. You see the water bottles, the soda bottles, you see the potato chip bags, styrofoam containers, you see those kinds of things. But the amount of small pieces of plastic was really overwhelming.
The collections began in May, and so far they've filtered 15 million gallons of water that contained almost 900 pounds of plastics. The majority were microplastics, a whopping 58,000 pieces. Adam Ortiz is EPA administrator for the Mid-Atlantic region.
So you could think about this as plastic forensics, litter forensics.
Ortiz says the goal is to understand where the plastics are coming from, how they get there, and what types dominate. Susan Phillips, WHYY News.